Blessed is our God, always now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the comfort of the Spirit of truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, treasury of good things and giver of life, come and abide in us, cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship and fall down before God our King. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ our King and our God. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself, our King and our God. O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear unto my supplication in thy truth. Hearken unto me in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath humbled my life down to the earth. He has sat me in darkness as those that have been long dead, and my spirit within me is become despondent. Within me my heart is troubled. I remember days of old. I meditated on all thy works. I pondered on the creations of thy hands. I stretched forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee like a waterless land. Quickly hear me, O Lord. My spirit hath fainted away. Turn not thy face away from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee have I put my hope. Cause me to know, O Lord, the way wherein I should walk, for unto thee have I lifted up my soul. Rescue me from mine enemies, O Lord, unto thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness, for thy name's sake, O Lord, shalt thou quicken me. In thy righteousness shalt thou bring my soul out of affliction, and in thy mercy shalt thou utterly destroy mine enemies. And thou shalt cut off all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. O our God and our hope, glory to thee. God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
The stone which the builders refuse has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
To God's birth giver, let us run now most earnestly, we sinners all in wretched ones, and fall prostrate in repentance, calling from the depths of our souls, Lady, come unto our aid, have compassion upon us. Hasten now, for we are lost in a throng of transgressions. Turn not thy servants away with empty hands, for thee alone do we have as our only hope. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O first enthroned of the apostles and teachers of the world, Peter and Paul, intercede with the Master of all, to grant peace unto the world, and to our souls great mercy, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Theotokos, we shall not cease from speaking of all thy mighty acts, all we the unworthy ones. For if thou hadst not stood to intercede for us, who would have delivered us from such numerous dangers? Who would have preserved us all until now in true freedom? O Lady, we shall not turn away from thee, for thou dost always save thy servants from all manner of grief.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know mine iniquity, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil before thee, that thou might be justified in thy words, and prevail when thou art judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother bear me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom hast thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness. The bones that be humbled, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if thou hast desired sacrifice, I had given it. With whole burnt offerings thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit, a heart that is broken and humbled God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, in thy good pleasure unto Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be builded. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
By many temptations in my distress, in search of salvation, unto thee have I taken flight. O Mother of the Word and ever Virgin, from all ordeals and afflictions deliver me. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Attacks of the passions disquiet me. My soul to repletion has been filled with despondency. Bestill them, O maiden, with thy calmness of thine own Son and thy God, O all blameless one. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. To God and the Savior thou gavest birth. I beg thee, O Virgin, from afflictions deliver me. For now unto thee I flee for refuge, bringing to thee both my soul and my reasoning. Both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Diseased is my body and my soul. Do thou make me worthy of divine guidance and thy care. O thou who alone art God's mother, for thou art good and the birth giver of the good.
Most holy Theotokos, save us. I have thee as the shelter and the defense of my life. Thee, the Theotokos and Virgin, pilot and govern me into thy sheltered port, for thou art author of good things and staff of the faithful, O thou only lauded one. Most holy Theotokos, save us. I beseech thee, O Virgin, do thou dispel far from me all of the distress of despair and turbulence in my soul. For thou, O Bride of God, hast given birth to the Lord Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, O thou only, O blameless one. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Since thou brought forth him who is our benefactor and cause of good, from the wealth of thy loving kindness, do thou pour forth on all. For thou canst do all things, being one mighty in power. For thou gavest birth to Christ, blessed of God art thou, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. With most grievous diseases, and with corrupt passions too, I am put to trial, O Virgin. Come thou unto my aid, for I know thee to be an inexhaustible treasure of unfailing healing, O thou, the blameless one.
Preserve and save, O Theotokos, thy servants from every danger. After God do all of us for refuge flee unto thee. A firm rampart art thou and our protection.
In thy good will look thou on me, O all him Theotokos, and do thou
behold my body's grievous infirmity, and heal thou the cause of my soul's sorrow.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for our pious and orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again we pray for our father and metropolitan Joseph.
Yaraburam, Yaraburam, Yaraburam.
Again we pray for our brethren, the priests, higher monks, deacons, higher deacons, and monastics, and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation and pardon and remission of sins for the servants of God, all Orthodox Christians of true worship, who live and dwell in this community.
Doamne miluiește, Doamne miluiește, Doamne miluiește.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Lull the tempest of all my sins, and be still the raging of passions with thy calm. For progenitress art thou of him who is Lord and helmsman, O thou bride of God. Most holy Theotokos, save us. O bestow out of the abyss of thy great compassion on me, thy suppliant. For thou brought forth one compassionate, who is Savior of all who sing hymns to thee. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. While delighting, O spotless one, in thy many favors, a hymn of thankfulness, do we all raise up our song to thee, knowing thee to be the Mother of our God, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Having thee as our staff and hope, and as our salvation's unshaken battlement, from all manner of adversity, are we then redeemed, O thou allotted one.
Most holy Theotokos, save us. Pure one, fill my heart with rejoicing unto plenitude, and grant thine undefiled felicity, since thou didst give birth unto him who is the cause of joy. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Come, deliver us out of dangers, pure Mother of God, since thou art Mother of deliverance and of the peace which does surpass all human reasoning. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Dissipate the gloom of my trespasses, O Bride of God, with the clear brightness of thy radiance, for thou didst bear the light divine which was before all time, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Heal me, O Pure One, of the sickness which the passions bring, and make me worthy of thy guardiancy, and by thy prayers and intercessions grant thou health to me.
Most holy Theotokos, save us. My nature, held by corruption and by death, hath thee saved from out of death and corruption. For unto death he himself hath submitted. Wherefore, O Virgin, do thou intercede with him, who is in truth thy Lord and Son, to redeem me from enemies' wickedness. Most holy Theotokos, save us. I know thee as the protection of my life and most safe fortification, O Virgin. Disperse the horde of my many temptations and put to silence demonic audacity. Unceasingly I pray to thee, from corruption of passions deliver me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. A bulwark of safe retreat art thou to us, and of souls art thou the perfect salvation. Our relief in distress is, O Maiden, and in thy light do we ever exult with joy. O Lady, do thou also now from all passions and dangers deliver us. both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. But freedom, I lie supine with sickness now, and no healing for my flesh is existent, except for thee who didst bear the world's Savior, our God and healer of every infirmity. I pray to thee, for thou art good, from corruption of illnesses raise me up.
Preserve and save, O Theotokos, thy servants from every danger. After God, do all of us for refuge flee unto thee. A firm rampart art thou and our protection.
O spotless one, who inexpressibly in the last days by a word brought forth the word, do thou make request of him, as one who has motherly borne us.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for our pious and orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again we pray for our father and metropolitan Joseph.
Yaraburam, Yaraburam, Yaraburam.
Again we pray for our brethren, the priests, higher monks, deacons, higher deacons, and monastics, and for all our brotherhood in Christ.
Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation and pardon and remission of sins for the servants of God, all Orthodox Christians of true worship, who live and dwell in this community.
Doamne miluiește, Doamne miluiește, Doamne miluiește.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. O protection of Christians that cannot be put to shame, mediation unto the Creator most constant. O despise not the suppliant voices of those who have sinned, but be thou quick, O good one, to come unto our aid, who in faith cry unto thee. Hasten to intercession, and speed thou to make supplication. Thou who dost ever protect, O Theotokos, them that honor thee.
From my youth up many passions have warred against me, but do thou help and save me, O my Savior.
From my youth up many passions have warred against me, but do thou help and save me, O my Savior.
Ye who hate Zion shall be put to confusion of the Lord. Like grass in the fire shall ye be withered up.
Ye who hate Zion shall be put to confusion of the Lord. Like grass in the fire shall ye be withered up.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit is every soul quickened and exalted in purity, and made resplendent by the triune unity in mystic holiness.
Both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit the channels and streams of grace overflow, showering all creation with invigorating life. I shall commemorate thy name from every generation to generation.
I shall commemorate thy name from every generation to generation.
Hearken, O daughter, and see, and incline thine ear, and forget thy people and thy father's house, and the king shall greatly desire thy beauty.
I shall commemorate thy name from every generation to generation.
I shall commemorate thy name from every generation to generation.
And that we may be accounted worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us beseech the Lord our God.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Wisdom, stand upright, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Let us attend. In those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And Mary remained with her about 3 months, and returned to her home.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O Father, Word, and Spirit, the Trinity in unity, blot out the multitude of mine offenses, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, O merciful One, blot out the multitude of mine offenses. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgressions. O entrust me not, I pray, to any human protection, O Our Lady, Holy One, but do thou accept the prayer of thy supplicant. Sorrow hath fettered me, and I am unable to endure and bear the demon's darts. A shelter have I not, nor a place to run, neither wretched one. Embattled from all sides am I, and no consolation have I but thee. Mistress of creation, protection and hope of faithful ones, turn not away when I turn to thee, do that which will profit me. From thee is no one turned away, ashamed and empty, who doth run to thee for refuge, O pure virgin Theotokos. But he asketh the favor and receiveth the gift from thee unto the profit of his own request. The transformation of the afflicted and the relief of those in sickness art thou in truth, O virgin Theotokos. Save thy people and thy flock, thou who art the peace of the embattled, and who art the calm of the storm-driven, the only protection of those who believe. O God, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Visit thy word with mercies and bounties. Exalt thee, state of Orthodox Christians, and send down upon us thy rich mercies. Through the intercessions of our all-pure Lady the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, especially Peter and Paul, the patrons and protectors of our holy church, and of all the holy apostles, of our fathers among the saints, great hierarchs and ecumenical teachers, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, and John Chrysostom the Golden Mouth, of our holy fathers among the saints, Nicholas,
the Archbishop of Myra in Lycia, Spiridon, the wonder-working Bishop of Trimithus, Sophronius of Jerusalem, Miletius of Antioch, Nectarius, the wonder-working Bishop of Pentapolis, of the Holy Fathers Gregory Palamas, Bishop of Thessaloniki, St. John, the wonder-worker of Shanghai and San Francisco, St. Tikhon, the wonder-worker, and of all the holy hierarchs, of the holy glorious great martyrs, George the Trophy-Bearer, Demetrius the Merstreaming, Theodore of Tyre, Theodore the Commander, Stephen the First Martyr and First Deacon, of the sacred martyrs Haralampos, Eleftherios, Polycarp, Kyprianos, Ignatius the Godbearer of Antioch, Milos of Babylon, Urius and Simonas of Edessa, Ananias of Damascus, of the Holy Virgin Martyr, Thecla the First Martyr, Fevronia of Mesopotamia, Irene Catherine, Barbara of Baalbek, Anastasia of Dokia, the Penitent of Baalbek, Marina Pelagia of Antioch, Vivea of Edessa, Theodosia of Tyre, Akelina of Byblos, of the holy, glorious, and triumphantly victorious martyrs, the holy Fordor martyrs of Sebaste, Sergius and Bacchus, Lucianos of Antioch, Julian of Homs, Victor of Damascus, Edesios and Amphion of Beirut, Trophimus, Savatius and Doramidon of Antioch, Domnina and her child Barina and Prosdoki, Peter of Basra, the children Asterios, Clavdius, Neon, Neonila, Galaction and Epistemi of Homs, Romanus the martyr, Antony of Damascus, Silvanus, Luke, and Machius of Homs, Joseph of Calipon, Cyril the deacon of Baalbek, Julieta and her son Kyrikos, Vasa of Mesopotamia, and Andrew the general, of our holy God-bearing fathers, Anthony the Great, Seraphimus Hermon of Alaska, Ephemius Arsenius the Great, Sava the Sanctified of Fremen Isaac the Syrians, Macarius and Pacomius the Great of Egypt, Simeon the Stylite, Alexios the Man of God, John of Damascus, Maximus the Confessor, Mark the Anchorite, John Cassian the Roman, Simeon the New Theologian, Peter Athanasius and Paul of the Holy Mountain Athos, of our holy and God-bearing mothers, Mary of Egypt, Pelagia, Thaisia, Kira of Syria, Marana, Verea, Pensemni of Antioch, and St. Xeni of St. Petersburg, of the holy and mercenaries and healers, Pantaleimon, Cosmas and Damian, Cyrus and John, Anthimos of Arabia, and of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all thy saints, we beseech thee, O most merciful Lord, hearken unto the petition of us sinners, who make our supplication unto thee, and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Yaraburam, Yaraburam, Yaraburam. Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi.
Through the mercies and bounties and compassion of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Having willed us, O Savior, to dispense our salvation in thine economy, that dwelt within the maid's womb, and unto us her creation, as protectress thou showed her forth. O God of our fathers, blessed art thou. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Make request, O pure Mother, to thy Son, who hath willed to grant mercy unto us, to rescue from transgressions and from the soul's defilement those who cry out most faithfully. O God of our fathers, blessed art thou. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. A fount of incorruption and a tower of safety is she who gave thee birth, a treasure of salvation and portal of repentance hast thou proved her to them that shout. O God of our fathers, blessed art thou, both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Deign to grant restoration from diseases of body and soul to those who run to thy divine protection, with faith, O Theotokos, and thus grant them recovery. O Mother of Christ, our Savior art thou.
Most holy Theotokos, save us. Do not disdain those who seek the aid that thou dost grant, for, O Virgin Maiden, they do hymn thee. and they all exalt thee unto ages forever. Most holy Theotokos, save us on all who hymn thee. With faith, O Virgin, and exalt thy truly ineffable offspring. Thou poured forth a great abundance of thy cures and healings. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. All the diseases that plague my soul dost thou make well, and the sufferings of the flesh thou healest. Wherefore, O thou maiden full of grace, I glorify thee, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. All the assaultings of the temptations dost thou quell, and the onslaughts of the passions banish. Wherefore do we hymn thee to all ages, O Virgin.
Most holy Theotokos, save us. The torrents of my weeping turn not with refusal, for thou gave birth unto him who doth take away all tears from every face, O thou Virgin, for he is Christ indeed. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Do thou, O Virgin Maiden, fill my heart with gladness, for thou art she who received all the fullness of joy, and made to vanish away all sorrow of sinfulness. Most holy Theotokos, save us. A haven and protection, and a wall unshaken, and a rejoicing and shelter and place of retreat. Do thou become, O thou Virgin, for those who flee to thee. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Illumine with the radiance of thy light, O Virgin, all those who piously call thee the Mother of God, and do thou banish away all darkness of ignorance, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Brought low am I, O Virgin, in a place of sickness, and in a dwelling of anguish, grant healing to me, transforming all of my illness into full healthfulness.
It is truly meet and right to call thee blessed, O Theotokos, who art ever blessed, and the blameless, and the Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Thou who without corruption bearest God the Word, and art truly Theotokos, we magnify.
Higher than the heavens above art thou, and thou art much purer than the radiance of the sun. For thou hast redeemed us out of the curse that held us. O mistress of creation, thee do we magnify.
From the great abundance of all my sins, ill am I in body, ailing also am I in soul. Thee have I as refuge, do thou therefore help me. O hope of all the hopeless, for thou art full of grace.
O Lady and Mother of Christ our God, receive supplication from us sinners who beg of thee, that thou make entreaty unto the one born from thee. O Mistress of creation, pray thou to God for us.
Now we chant with eagerness unto thee, with this hymn most joyful, Theotokos, allotted one, together with the Baptist and all the saints together, beseech, O Theotokos, that we find clemency.
Speechless be the lips of the impious, who refuse to reverence the revered icon which is known by the name Directress, and which hath been depicted for us by the Apostle Luke the Evangelist.
Let us laud the first heralds of the word, Peter the All-Honor, chief apostle among the 12, and Paul the fiery preacher of Christ God's dispensation. Crowned with wreaths of glory, they now intercede for us.
All ye array of angelicals, O ye holy Baptist, and ye holy apostles, all the saints together, as well as God's birth giver, pray make ye intercession for our deliverance.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. For lacking as we are in every defense, this prayer do we sinners offer unto thee as Master. This supplication, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us, for in thee have we placed all of our trust. Be not angry with us greatly, neither remember our iniquities, but look upon us now, as thou art compassionate, and deliver us from our enemies. For thou art our God, and we are thy people, we are all the works of thy hands, and we call upon thy name, both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Open unto us the door of thy compassion, O blessed Theotokos, that hoping in thee we may not fail, we pray. But through thee may we be delivered from adversities, for thou art the salvation of Christian peoples. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy. We pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for our pious and orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again we pray for our father and metropolitan Joseph.
Yaraburam, Yaraburam, Yaraburam.
Again we pray for our brethren, the priests, higher monks, deacons, higher deacons, and monastics, and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi, Gospodi pomiloi.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation and pardon and remission of sins for the servants of God, all Orthodox Christians of true worship, who live and dwell in this community.
Doamne miluiește, Doamne miluiește, Doamne miluiește.
For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom.
Father, bless.
Christ our God, the existing one, is blessed always, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Preserve, O God, the holy Orthodox faith and all Orthodox Christians, unto ages of ages. Amen.
Most holy Theotokos, save us.
More honorable than the cherubim and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, Thou who without corruption bearest God the Word, and art truly Theotokos, we magnify thee.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Father bless.
May Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-pure and all-blameless Holy Mother, of the holy, glorious, and all-laudable apostles, especially Saints Peter and Paul, the patrons and protectors of our Holy Church, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loveth mankind.
Amen. O ye apostles from afar, being now gathered together here in the town of Gethsemane, give burial to my body, and now my Son and my God, receive thou my spirit.
Thou art the sweetness of angels, the gladness of afflicted ones, and the protectress of Christians. O Virgin Mother of our Lord, be thou my helper and save me from out of eternal torment.
I have thee as mediatress with the man befriending God. May he not censure my actions before the host of the angels. I supplicate thee, O Virgin, come unto my aid most quickly.
Thou art a golden twined tower, and 12 wall-encircled city, a throne besprinkled with sunbeams, a royal chair of the King, O inexplicable that thou dost milk feed the Master. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen.